From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, December 7th. Coming up, the COVID-19 pandemic is likely to worsen Illinois' teacher shortage. We'll learn more about a new report from the University of Illinois' Institute of Government and Public Affairs that outlines the problem in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Former State Senator Marty Sandoval died over the weekend after a battle with coronavirus. As Hannah Meisel reports, Sandoval had been cooperating with prosecutors in a wide-ranging federal investigation involving Democratic power players, lobbyists, and businesses.
Sandoval's attorney and family confirmed the ex-senator's death on Saturday, calling him the center of the Sandoval family. The Democrat resigned his Senate seat on January 1st, 3 months after federal agents raided his offices and home. Sandoval pleaded guilty to corruption charges related to red light cameras shortly after stepping down. He had been cooperating with the Fed since last fall. In a court filing just before Thanksgiving, prosecutors said Sandoval had provided valuable information and expected him to continue cooperating for several more months. But Sandoval was already sick with COVID at that point. The Democrat had a reputation as a brash dealmaker and proud Mexican-American. He was 56. I'm Hannah Meisel.
A trio of Republican lawmakers is calling on Governor J.B. Pritzker to deal with problems with fraud related to claims to the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Springfield Representative Mike Murphy says his office has been overwhelmed by calls from constituents who have had unemployment claims made falsely in their name or had their personal information intercepted after making valid claims.
I'm calling for public hearings and concrete answers from the administration to address these failures. Telling families who need to put food on their table to monitor their credit reports for potential unemployment fraud is completely unacceptable.
Nearly 300,000 fraudulent claims in Illinois have been made since the pandemic began. Pritzker and other Democratic governors say the Trump administration did not do enough to prevent fraud in the unemployment system. A spokesperson for the Department of Employment Security says the agency is working with fraud victims. Balance sheets for farms may look better at the end of 2020 than they have in years. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest forecast. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer has details.
Some expenses have been lower this year, like diesel to power farm equipment and interest on bank loans. But USDA economist Carrie Latowski says it's direct government payments that are making the biggest difference.
The expected increase in 2020 is largely because of supplemental and ad hoc disaster assistance payments for COVID-19 relief.
Many farmers got checks through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and some also from the Paycheck Protection Program. Latowski says direct federal payments, which also include trade bailout money and regular farm bill programs, will account for 39% of farm income this year, the most since 2001. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Over the weekend, more than 17,000 coronavirus cases were recorded across the state, along with 281 additional deaths. More than 13,000 Illinoisans have now died from the virus. In Champaign County, health officials announced 222 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. Three more deaths were also recorded. Currently, there are nearly 1,000 Champaign County residents who are in isolation with the virus. The 7-day positivity rate in the county is 7.1%. That's excluding data from the University of Illinois. Meanwhile, at Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves patients from several counties, there are currently 67 COVID-19 patients, 13 of whom are in the intensive care unit. Still to come, Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines will tell us about a new report that outlines how COVID-19 is worsening the teacher shortage in Illinois. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The past 8 months have taken a toll on Illinois teachers, who were already in short supply prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. A new report from the University of Illinois' Institute of Government and Public Affairs highlights the challenges teachers are facing and recommends specific actions to hire and retain quality educators. Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines spoke with the author of that report, Megan Kessler, about how the pandemic could affect Illinois' teacher shortage.
As a qualitative researcher, I can, tell that this work is much more difficult and therefore not sustainable in its current form. You know, teachers and schools are going to need an influx of resources, additional staffing, especially in terms of, social workers, nurses, interventionists, et cetera. But we're facing that with, this sort of specter of lowered resources for schools. So taking all of that into account, I think, teachers are well aware that they're going to be, they're being asked to do more right now, and that will continue for the foreseeable future. And yet there's fear that the resources that they need in order to, do that job with efficacy in a way that they know they should be able to do it won't necessarily be there. So when we take that into consideration with our pre-existing teacher shortages, it's easy to sort of fill in the dots there and see that we likely will see, an influx of teachers leaving the profession either earlier if they were close to retirement or not deciding to go into the profession or, just leaving, altogether.
So what are your short and long-term recommendations then to mitigate Illinois' teacher shortage given the effects that the pandemic has had on the educator workforce?
In the short term, I think investing in training and resources for teacher preparation, for teacher mentoring, induction and support, and continual learning. Also investing in training and resources for what you can kind of call holistic learning, social emotional supports, behavioral supports for students. Long-term recommendations, I think the most important thing that I'm hearing from educators is that they feel that they need greater voice in future reforms. They need greater voice in, leadership in buildings, but also at the state level. When teachers are feeling, and this is, reflected in the research, when teachers are feeling that their voices aren't heard or that they're underappreciated or that their advice and isn't giving the space that it needs in the larger conversation, that leads to demoralization, that leads to burnout, with all of the current context, with, increased needs on behalf of students academically, socially, et cetera, and increased needs for adults, because we've all been through this together. I think, giving educators space in the larger conversation on school improvement or school reform will be so, so important.
And what's at stake if no action is taken?
If we don't take this opportunity to support schools and educators, I think we're at risk for, fragmented education opportunities for students and communities. And as we know, when there's high turnover and, lack of training for educators, that usually impacts low-income communities and communities of color disproportionately. So Illinois has come a long way in the last couple of years in, bringing up a conversation about how do we provide more equitable opportunities for students. But if we aren't thinking about that from also the perspective of teachers and supporting teachers, we're missing a big portion of the conversation.
That's Illinois Newsroom reporter Lee Gaines speaking with Megan Kessler. Kessler's an assistant professor at the University of Illinois' Springfield campus and the author of a new report about Illinois' teacher retention and supply crisis. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says our quiet weather continues today with cloudy skies and a high of 41 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Maureen McKinney, Amy Mayer, and Lee Gaines. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldane. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.